When Rob Cook plummeted 60 metres to the ground in a helicopter crash during a muster in the Territory in 2008, crews raced against time to save him. But the damage was instant. The crash had dislocated Rob's C4 vertebrae and instantly paralysed him. Instead of conceding defeat, Rob decided to champion the use of technology to help other injured farmers remain active, which earned him a Nuffield scholarship in 2011. Now, Rob and his family have bought three properties near Bundaberg where they're establishing new devices that are changing their worlds.
We come to the realisation, unfortunately, that to, you know, install some of the technology that we've been wanting to work with for a little while in the Territory on our family's property would have been just a massive, you know, massive outlay money-wise. And so we decided we'd try and find something a bit smaller and do it on a more localised basis. You know, and if we can prove that it's going to work here, well, then it gives us, it opens that door to going back to the Territory. You know, technology's, it's become a pretty broad word, and I guess innovation's one that holds hands with technology. And what we've done is designed and made this electric over hydraulic joystick. And essentially we mount that on my wheelchair, and that gives me the ability to block cattle in the race as well as change the five-way draft, you know. So originally I'd have to sit there and guide somebody else, you know, when we're drafting cattle, but now I can get parked up next to the gates and do it all on my own. So it's basically changed the way we get to manage our processing in the yards.
And what does it mean for you to have more of that hands-on involvement now?
Oh, look, it means the world. I mean, the cattle industry is a very physically driven industry, and somebody who can't move, you know, any part of their body, it's a game changer for me. You know, it frees up an extra person, and it saves Sarah having to run backwards and forwards, especially when we're doing fertility with our breeders. You know, she can sit there and operate the repro scan, which is another form of technology we've now utilised. What we've done is run a wire through to a monitoring screen, which gets set up next to where I'm drafting cattle. So while Sarah's preg testing, I can actually see the same images that she can see while she's you know, carrying out that preg testing task. So
it wasn't long before the cattle were ready to be drafted and I could see the technology in action.
Yeah, so what I've got is just a tablet that I run all my herd management data and that on it.
And you've got your joystick hooked up to the gate that you're operating and closing.
Yeah, that's right. It just gives me the ability to draft the cattle while we're processing. Yeah, it saves up, you know, so having to yell out instructions to somebody else.
Rob's wife Sarah says the new system has brought her family closer and made work more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just meant it's easier for us all to be part of the yard setup rather than hanging off a head gate. It's pretty enjoyable now. It just helps keep our stock calm as well, so.
Sarah hails from Queensland's Darling Downs, so she says moving back to the Sunshine State is no shock to the system. But for their sons, Lawson and Braxton, who are now going to school in a classroom after doing School of the Air, life has taken a big turn. 7-year-old Lawson says it's very different, but it has its upsides.
Well, it is kind of fun here. It is like a far way from Super Jack, but closer to our granny's house.
What's it like kind of going to a big school?
Well, it's not really that hard. There's a lot of friends there, just me.
Have you made some mates?
Yes.
Rob says one of the biggest challenges has been learning to work on a smaller scale.
You know, in the Territory, they're massive stations and, you know, they're crazy size beast per area to what they are here in Queensland. So, you know, we've got to make every blade of grass count with what we're doing. It might sound funny, but it's taken a little bit of getting used to, you know, rather than mustering 2,000 or 3,000 head, you're only mustering 200 or 300 head. So it's been a bit of an eye-opener.
Can you catch that horse?
I'm here for 5 minutes and you've already got me catching horses. Do you mean to tie them up to the post? When it comes to the health of the cattle industry into the future, Rob says the indicators are promising, but producers need to keep up.
Oh, look, all the indicators are pointing upwards for the Australian cattle industry. You know, I think really producers are in for a good couple of years coming. You know, there's a lot of competition for Australian beef at the moment, both live export and box beef. So I'm not going to say we're going to have it easy for the next few years. You know, we've still got a lot of work to do, and, you know, even little things along the lines of animal welfare, something else that we've set up back at our house block, you know, given the, oh, I guess, the climatic challenges we've got as producers. One of the ways we found to safeguard ourselves against drought is by installing what we call a fodder solutions unit. So this fodder unit, it'll essentially give us, you know, 1.5 tonne of barley fodder every day that we can put through a mixed ration for our cattle that we're trying to fatten, you know. So essentially it's a paddock in a box, and it's little things like this as far as technology goes. As it evolves, so long as the Australian cattle industry evolve with it, you know, I think that the future's looking very bright.